So this is QRR practice, number, well, the second piece, China 1, effectively. Ready. The website of fast fashion's hottest ticket is not a place for someone who is easily confused or of a nervous disposition. There's the flash sale, the sale zone, a regular sale, deals of the day, hashtag tag daily drops. I have no idea what that is. Brands we love and the style gallery. A visual bombardment, complete with flashing images of young micro-influencers that are paid to promote its cheap clothes on social media platforms such as TikTok and Instagram. It is strangely mesmerising, but also oddly amateurish, like something that was half-heartedly knocked up by a sixth-form art student. Yet, for Generation Z, this is what might pass for a standard shopping experience these days, as increasing numbers of young people buy their clothes from Shein. Unless you live with a teenager, you're unlikely to know much about the brand that is breaking every fashion record going. That's because Shein has systematically targeted under 25s through ultra-low prices. 3,000 new products a day and one of the biggest viral TikTok campaigns in history. Clearly it's working, as this week news broke that a new funding round for the Chinese-owned brand is set to raise $100 billion, £76 billion in value, making it one of the biggest and richest fashion companies on earth. By comparison, Inditex, which owns Zara, has a market cap of $68 billion. Shein was already the largest online-only fashion brand in the world, and its vast empire is about to get even more dominant. Now the worry is that the rest of the fashion industry will have to match the speed with which it brings clothes to market and its almost unfathomably low prices. For those of us who aren't young enough to shop there, Shein represents much of what has gone wrong with the fashion industry. It sells huge volumes of £5 tops and £9 dresses designed to appeal to the kind of person who doesn't want to be seen twice on social media or in real life in the same outfit. Clothes this cheap also have a limited lifespan. They are rarely designed to last, although the waste they create does, and pieces made by the brand are probably a major contributor to the UK's £140 million worth of clothes that are sent to landfill every year. Of course, certain brands have always achieved cult status among the very young. When I was a student, I would save up my money to visit the Topshop Emporium on Oxford Street, and I'm not alone in having dressed almost exclusively in Arcadia-produced clothes for the first 5 years of my adulthood. But Shein has offered this age group an entirely new shopping model. Not only are the Chinese retailers' prices almost laughably cheap, making H&M look expensive and Zara almost luxurious, but rather than borrow from the catwalk, Shein picks up on micro-trends online and turns them around phenomenally quickly. As a result, fans can see a dress on a celebrity's Instagram one day and be wearing something similar a week later. Unlike bigger retailers with defined supply chains and brick-and-mortar stores, Shein's business model was built to be agile and locally focused. This means they can have an entirely different output in China as they do in the US. In the UK, for example, they have collaborated with ITV's I'm a Celebrity winner, Georgia Toffolo, on a cheap line of dresses. In Germany, they have worked with an equivalent influencer. Shein represents some of the most unethical and unsustainable fashion in the world today. It is a business model based on selling badly made clothes in huge volumes at rock bottom prices, predominantly to young trend-obsessed shoppers who won't complain when they fall apart after a few wears because they've been socially conditioned to believe that clothes are virtually a single-use item, says Lauren Bravo, the author of How to Break Up with Fast Fashion. Those customers aren't going to save up for a £50 dress when they can buy five for the same price from Shein. Started by Chris Xu, a Chinese and US citizen, it became the most downloaded shopping app in the world last year, even overtaking Amazon on American home soil. Based out of China, Shein makes its clothes in wholesale factories around the world, choosing countries where labour is cheap and goods can be shipped quickly to booming markets. According to the BBC, some Shein warehouse employees work up to 75 hours a week. Unsurprisingly, the brand has no physical stores other than the occasional pop-up, and a few staff on the ground in the UK. The Chinese import has still outperformed all its British fast fashion rivals, largely because of TikTok. Take a quick scroll through the social media platform and you will come across numerous young women sharing their Shein haul, videos of themselves with piles of packages that they try on with editing and music. As a result, the Shine hashtag now has 24.8 billion views on TikTok. So how can fashion brands like Zara that have physical presence on the high street, a slower supply chain and no way of dropping prices that low ever compete? Quite simply, they can't. At least not if they are trying to reach the same customer, says Dana Thomas, the author of Fashionopolis, The Price of Fashion and the Future of Clothes. If you are a brand that treats its workers ethically, pays a living wage and doesn't pollute, then you have that as your selling point.